You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Lorna Cherrett Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that there is just one working lane on State Route 22, just south of County Route 7D, while the State Department of Transportation repairs two bridges. There will be a new bridge over the Rowliff Jansen Kill in November when traffic returns to normal. County Route 21 is also shut down a quarter mile from its intersection with Route 22, with a long detour through Spencertown. And Hillsdale's Highway Department will be oil and stoning several roads August 22nd through 26th, including Mitchell Street, Fern Hill, Meadow Lane, Tri-Brook, portions of Harlemville Road to the Taconic Parkway, and 1 mile from Wolf Hill along with County 21 to Tenbrock Lane. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Lisa Fodoraro reports in the New York Times about opposition along the Hudson River to a proposal from the private maritime industry to allow large barges up to 600 feet long to anchor off in different spots along the waterway from New York City north to Kingston. In December, the Republican-led Congress ended a 40-year ban on the export of most crude oil produced in the continental United States, so different companies want to move oil to the oceans through several proposed pipelines, on trains, and through more river traffic. Environmentalists such as John Lipscomb, the boat captain for Riverkeeper, oppose the added anchorages. Quote, trying to corral crude oil in a moving river is virtually impossible, he said. Quote, Riverkeeper and many others in the Hudson Valley would prohibit any transport of crude oil on the river, end quote. The Coast Guard is now accepting public comments and will hold public hearings in the fall. Read the full story in the New York Times. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties needs to repair a half mile of sewer lines along Main Street through the Village Business District, and officials there are deciding how they will proceed. At an August 15th Village Board meeting, Village Wastewater Superintendent Alphonse Marino said the line's poor condition was evident during a recent break in front of Cahill Elementary School. Quote, once the line was exposed and cut, an attempt was made to insert our camera knowing there was another break less than 100 feet from where we were located, he said. Quote, we went in about 20 to 30 feet and hit another crushed pipe area. The conclusion is that the 100-year-old line is falling apart and needs to be relined, end quote. But the good news is, quote, there are options other than excavating, he said, possibly inserting a plastic lining in the pipes. Quote, it's a preventative maintenance issue right now, Marino said. In time, it's going to be worse and it might be a problem with leakage. That's what we're trying to avoid, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that state inspectors found two critical defects and three non-critical defects along 17 miles of CSX railroad track and six switches between Catskill and Kingston during their latest round of inspections. There were also eight non-critical defects found by Department of Transportation track inspectors along Canadian Pacific's rail lines between Albany and Watervliet, Governor Andrew Cuomo's office announced August 15th. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.